Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Pei Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah, six lines from the top of daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanesuna Matzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Chava Miriam Bas Freida Malka and Leilui Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yibod Lechaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv Daniel Baruch Ben Yibod Lechaim Toivim Reb Eliezer Shloima and Reb Mordechai Ben Reb David Tzvi. So we're moving along in Perek HaNisrofin. Some of them were Lomdish Adafin in Meseches Sanhedrin, and the daf that we're going to learn now is going to be another such Lomdish Adaf, although almost every Sanhedrin daf has some Agadita type digression. Today's daf is no exception. If somebody did two averos, for each of which he's chayiv misas bezdin. So, for example, he did an avera for which he's chayiv chenek. He did an avera for which he's chayiv skilo. So the halacha is nidon bechamura, that bezdin can't kill him twice. That's obvious. Which one of the misas bezdin does he get? He gets the more stringent of the two. Avra avera shenischayev shnei misos bezdin. What would be if somebody did one avera, but that one avera, meaning that one maisa that he did, involved two isurim, both of which involve a misas bezdin. One is more chamur than the other. Says the Mishnah, there too nidoin bechamura. The halach is that he would get the more chamur of the two misas bezdin. So the two halachas of the Mishnah are similar, may inyan le inyan, but they're not the same. The first halacha of the Mishnah is where someone did two averas. He did one action and then he did another action. He did one on Sunday and he did the other one on Wednesday. So the halacha is nidan bechamura. The second case of the Mishnah is where somebody did one maisa, but it's achas shehishtayim. This one maisa avera that he did really is two averos. There too, the halacha is nidon bechamur. Rabbi Yosi said, as it relates to the second halacha in the Mishnah, nidon bezika harishoina sheba olav, that he doesn't get the more chamur, but rather he gets the misa for the avera that he had to be concerned about first. What exactly Rabbi Yosi means, we'll see already in the Gemara. Either way, as it relates to the reish of the Mishnah, Mishen is chayiv b'shnei misa is bezdin nidoin bechamura. Again, a person did one avera, then he did another avera. Both averas that he did carry with them capital punishment, different forms of capital punishment. Can't kill a person twice. Which one of the capital punishments will this person get? It's the chamura, says the Gemara. Pshita, it's obvious. Now, why is it obvious? Because Elo iskure iskar? Does it make sense that if a person does an avera, he should somehow benefit by doing the avera? And the way Rashi explains is very simple. If this person would have only done the chamura, so again, let's say one of the averas is chenek and the other avera is skila. Had this person only did the skila, obviously he would get skila. If you're going to tell me that when a person's chayev two misas bezdin, he doesn't get the chamura, that would mean that if this person now, who's chayev skila, goes and does another avera, for which he's chayev chenek, what's going to happen is he's going to be downgraded from his original chayev skila, and instead he's going to get chenek. So Yisrael Meris, if this person would not have done another avera, he'd be nidim chamura, he'd get skila, because that's the only game in town, right? That's the only chayev misa that he has. Now that he did another avera, and he's chayev misa again, because of that he's going to get less, it's impossible. Balkarchach, based on the svara of Elo Iskure Isker Bitmia, it has to be that if someone is Nischayev Shtei Misa is Bezdin, he's Nidan Bechamura. And if it's Pshita, if it has to be, then Luchur, the Mishnah doesn't have to say it. So Freik the Gemara, why then did the Mishnah have to say Misha Nischayev Shtei Misa is Bezdin, Nidan Bechamura? It's obvious. On my Rabba said, Hachu Mayaskin, and I'll tell you what the Chiddush is. Because the Mishnah is talking about a very specific case. It's discussing Kigon Chavar Avera Kala, where this person did an Avera Kala, the Avera for which he's Chayev Chenek. Again, when we say Kala, it's relative to the Avera Chamura. There's nothing Kala about being over an Avera Sheesh by Misa's Bezdin. But the point is, this person did the Avera Kala, the gmar dinay al aveiro kama. And there was already a gmar din in Bezdin that this person is chayiv chenek. V'chaza v'aver aveiro chamur. And then this person went and he did a second aveiro, and this aveiro was an aveiro chamur. It's an aveiro for which he's chayiv skill. So I would have thought, given the gmar din al aveiro kama, being that there was already a gmar din on the aveiro kama, sahay gavr ketelohu. So this person's already a gavr ketelo, and if that's the case, when he goes now and does the aveiro chamura, he can't be prosecuted for the aveiro chamura and have his misa upgraded, because once it was nigmar dinoy for the aveiro kala, at that point he's already a dead man walking. He's a gavra ketelo. So maybe what he does afterwards doesn't have the ability to implicate him. Kamash plon, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Mishen is chay b'shnei misa is bezdin. Even where there was a gemar din already for the kala, and afterwards he did the chamura, nidan b'chamura, that's already a chiddush. That's never something you would know misvara. That is what the Mishnah is coming to say. In other words, the way Rav explains the Mishnah, mishen is chay b'shnei misa is bezdin, nidan b'chamura, it's talking about in a case where a person did an Avera Kala, he was Nigmar Dinoy for the Avera Kala, afterwards he did the Avera Chamura, I would have thought once it was Nigmar Dinoy for the Avera Kala, he can't be prosecuted for the Avera Chamura, thus he would be Nidoy Bekala, Kamash Malon, that's not the way it works. As long as this man's alive, even though there's already a Gmar Din that's hovering over him, that says that he's Chayv Misas Bezdin, Afilu Hachi, if now he does an Avera Chamura, the Allah is, he's going to be Nidoy Bekala. Now, just to be clear, that's Pashit, if this wasn't the case. Meaning, if a person did two Averas that carry two different Mises Bezdins, where it wasn't Nigmar Dinei on the Kala, then for sure he's going to be Chayev B'chamura, right? The Gemara said that's Pshita. The only reason we're making the Aikimta is because we're trying to come up with some sort of Chiddush in the Mishnah. But that's obvious that the more generic case, where a person just did two Averas, and there wasn't Nigmar Din yet, and right now it's going to be Nigmar Dinei, of course it's going to be Nidin B'chamura. The Chiddush is, even in this case, and being that the Mishnah is certainly coming to teach us something you wouldn't have otherwise known, it must be that this is the case that the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Zok the Gemara. Bo minei avuad Rav Yosef Bar Chama may Rabbi Bar Nosson. So Rav Yosef Bar Chama's father, incidentally, some have the girsa not avuah, some have the girsa achua. But either way, the following question was asked of Rabbi Bar Nosson. What is the makar to the halach of our Mishnah that says Mishen is chayiv shtei misa is bezdin nidoyim bechamura? So again, the Mishnah said Mishen is chayiv shtei misa is bezdin nidoyim bechamura. Rav explained the chiddush, even if it was already nigmar dinoy for the kala and then he did the chamura, still he's going to get the chamura. That's already a very big chiddush. It's such a chiddush that the Gemara wants to know mina hamilsa. So it's interesting. The Gemara's first reaction to the halach of the Mishnah was pshita. Like, I don't even know why you have to tell it to me. The Gemara answered pshita, and now the Gemara is coming 180 degrees. Wow, it's such a big chiddush. Mino hamilsa dam rabbanon. There better be some sort of makar, right? The rabbanon say things throughout Shas without a makar. They say svaras, they say chidushim, but this is such a big chiddush that it needs a makar. So it went from being so obvious that I don't even know why the Tana, the Mishnah, had to tell it to me, to you have to back up a chiddush like that. You better have a makar. Now the Gemara is going to bring a makar. The makar is from Divrei Kabbalah. It's from Nach. It's from Psukim in Sefer Yecheskel, Perik Yud Ches, and I think it's Kedai just to read some of these Psukim together. So here's the Agadata digression, that's signature of Mesechta Sanhedrin. Now this Perik here in Sefer Yecheskel is from the more philosophical, theological, existential Prokim in Nach. It discusses an exchange between the Navi Yecheskel and Kutcha Berichu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yecheskel and he gives Teichacha to the Yidden, Yecheskel being the emissary, the shliach that's supposed to deliver the message, as all Nevi'im did, for some of the mishalim that the Yidden were saying at that time. Vayidvar Hashem Eilai Lemor, says Yecheskel. Malochem, atem moishlen as hamoshal hazeh ad admas Yisrael lemor. I hear Yidden walking around and they're reciting the following proverb, al admas Yisrael, no less. What they're saying is, avos yoichlu boiser, v'shinei habonim tikena. That a father will eat boiser. What's boiser? That's an unripened fruit. And although it's unhealthy and it can cause different problems, but the father himself is actually not going to be negatively impacted from what he ate, but rather it's the children. V'shinei habonim tikena. Now, what's the background to this? So it seems that this was a real mashal. This was a proverb, right? Of Sefer Mishlei, of Sefer ben sirafe. This is something that people were saying. And the nimshol of this mashal was that the Yidden knew they were doing averus, but they felt that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates is that he doesn't punish necessarily the person that does the avera, right? There's a musig of a rosh of a toivloi. So you find a lot of people, they do averus, nothing bad happens to them. So lav dafka, the perpetrator of the sin, is going to be the one that's going to have to pay for it. And as a result, there was a hergish of beshriris libi eilech. We could do averus, we know what we're doing is bad, but it's not going to affect us. No, it'll affect our descendants in future generations. They didn't seem to care so much about that. And as a result, there was a certain leichkeit with which the Yidden were operating and they were doing averus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yecheskel and he says, I hear people saying this mashal, avos yoichlu boiser v'shinei abonim tekeno chaya ninu ma'ashem alokin. Im yolochem oid mashal ha-mashal ha-zabi Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears and he comes fire and brimstone if I ever hear anybody recite this mashal again. And then he says, again, one of the more yisoidistika lines in Nach, hey, kol ha-nefashos li'eino. All the nefashos, all the souls belong to me. Kenefesh ha'av, ukenefesh ha-bein li'eino. Ha-nefesh ha-chaytes, here's the punchline, hi-samos. You do an avera, you're going to pay for it. Now, there is a concept of a rasha v'toivla, no question. But at the same time, whoever does the avera, whether in this world or in the next world, he himself is going to be the one that has to pay for it. And then Yecheskel goes and receives this long-winded mashal by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by the bearer of this prophecy, Malach, or whoever exactly it is. And it's really in these psukim that the Gemara is going to learn this very lamdash halacha, mishin es chayev, shtei misa es bezden, didim mechamur. So again, the Nevuah continues and says, v'ishki yeh tzadik. I'll explain it to you with a mashal. A man was a tzaddik, va'asam mishpat utztaka, and he does everything he's supposed to do. El ha'horim loy achal. He never ate from the mountains. Now, Pashup Shad in El Ha'horim Layachal is that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they used to worship their getchkes on top of mountains. So this person did not eat from the Avodah Zarah. Stating that, the Gemara, in a moment, is going to dash in this pasuk. Ve'enav loy nasa el gilulei beis Yisrael, and his eyes never peered over to the Avodah Zarah. Ves eches re'eyu loy time, he never defiled his friend's wife. Ve'al isha nida loy yikrav, and he was never mezana with a nida. Ve'ish loy yoyna. And he's a person that never fooled anybody in a business setting. He returns his loans. He doesn't steal. He gives bread to the hungry. And he gives clothing to the people that don't have any clothing. He didn't engage in ribbis. Anything that he's not supposed to have, he returns. Mishpat emes yase bein ish le'ish. This is this person. This person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you have a man like this, if he could check off all those boxes, this person is for sure going to have life. What would be if this person would now give birth to a son who's a ben paritz, not a good guy, he's a reitzeach, v'asa och, me'achad me'ela. I am Rishonim, what that word means. Va'asa ach. He makes a brother. What does that even mean? V'hu es kolela lo yasa. He didn't do what his father did. Ki gam elahorim acham. He ate from the top of the mountains. Ves eches re'eitime, and he violated his friend's wife. Oni ve'evyoin hoina. He did fool the poor. Gzeleis gazel, he stole. Chavola yashiv, he doesn't return his loans. Ve'lal gilulim nasa enav, and he's someone that went after Avodah Zarah. Toye va'asa, Rashi says, mishkav zachar. Baneshech nasan, v'sar bislochach, v'choy lo yichya. This person is not going to live, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's kolat te'eva se'eva asa, and as a result, mois yumas, he's going to die. Domav ba'yiyah, this is going to be the punchline as it relates to the Gemara we need. This person's going to get skilo. Now, what would be if this son, who's not good, he would be v'hinei hoylo, then he would give birth to a son. Vayaris kolchat yisav v'asha asa, and he would see all the averis that his father did. Vayirev lo yasa kohen, and he wouldn't do it. And he would be like the Zeda, he would do all the mitzvahs. So again, this is all the nevuah that Yecheskel's receiving. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, no, then the ankle's going to be fine. Meaning, the father did mitzvahs, the son did Averois, Loyichya, Mois Yumas Dom of Bayiya. And then if he has a son that does good, then Fakar, for him it's going to be okay. In other words, the way it works is, I'm skipping all the way to the end, HaNefesh HaChoytes, He Tomos, it's the person that does the Avera that gets punished. Bein Loyisa Bavoinov, a child does not have to carry the Avera of his father. V'av Loyisa Bavoinov Bein, and the father does not have to carry the Avera of his son. Sitkas HaTzadik, Olof Tia, V'Rishas HaRosha, Olof Tia. Again, this is Dvarim Ha'imdim Berumai Shal Olam, which, of course, is a theme that laces the entire Sefer Yechezkel. But the bottom line is, that's the idea. There's a concept of HaNefesh HaChoytes, who he tomos ben lo yisa b'avoyna av, v'av lo yisa b'avoyna ben. Now, the way this story was told is with this dramatic mashal, where you have the father who does everything right, and his son does everything wrong. Who has a son who did everything right? At the end of the day, the one who did right will be rewarded, and the one who did wrong is the one that's going to be punished. Somehow, this is going to be a makar to our halacha right here. So let's just go back to the Gemara. So again, they asked Rabbi Bar Nosson, what is the makar to the first halacha of the Mishnah? He says, "Bezanid b'chamuro." So he told him the chsev. I know it from the following pasuk. The pasuk said, "Vahoyved bein paritz shoyfech dam." So this is the tzaddik who gave birth to a child who was a shoyfech dam. Said Rabbi Bar Nosson, let's explain all the sins that the Nevuah was describing. He was a Shoyfech Dam. What's a Shoyfech Dam? That's easy. He's a Retzeach. What Mises Bezdin does a Retzeach get? Besayef. Es Eishes Rei Eyutime. He violated his friend's wife. What does that mean? He was Baal Eishes Ish. Zu Eishes Ish, which is Bechenek. Velagilulim Nasa Einov. He did Avodah Zarah. What's that? Oynish zu Avodas Kechavim Meskila, right? At the very least, hopefully we know this from the last 40 blot we learned, right? So if someone's a Reitzeach, he gets Sayef. If someone's Baal Eish Hashish, he gets Chenek. If someone's Avodah Zarah, he gets Skila. Viksiv, and the Pasuk says that what's going to be an Oynish that this person's going to get? Lo Yichye is Kalat Toyev Se'ela Asa Mois Yumas Dom of Bay Yiyah. What's Dom of Bay? Wherever it says Dom of Bay in the Torah, Dmei and Bam, it always means Beskila. So what do you see from here? That this person was the Schayev Kama Mises. He's Chayev Sayef, he's Chayev Chenek, he's Chayev Skila. And at the end of the day, what does he get? He ends up getting Skila. And if that's the case, you see from here that Mishan is Chayv, Shtei Misa is Bezdin, is Nida B'chamur. Now you have to speak out one Rashi. Rashi adds one very important knetch, and that is, we see from the previous Gemara that we learned that it's Pasha to the Gemara that if someone does Kama Averis, that he's going to be Nida B'chamura. Ella Iskura Iskura. Right, it was so Pasha, the Gemara didn't even know why you had to say it in the Mishnah. What was the Chiddush in the Mishnah? Rav explained. Hacha b'mayaskin, k'gon sh'avra aveira kala, v'nigmar dina yal aveira kala, v'chazav avra al aveira chamura. Right, I would have thought he's a gavrik tail, kamash malon, that we don't view him as a gavrik tail. Where do you see in the Pesukim Yecheskel that that's what happened? Maybe the Pesukim Yecheskel are talking about the Mishnah Eschayiv, Shnei Mises Bezen, that's Pshita. Where do you see Rav's Chiddush? So Rashi says it's true. You don't see it Mefurish in Yecheskel. But the Gemara held that why did Yecheskel have to say that this person's going to get Skila? That's like a Masechta Sanhedrin Diga Inyan. He's going to die. Why Skila? You want to know which Mises he's going to get? He's neither Bechamura, Pshita. Why Skila? Oh, must be that Yecheskel, Bederech Agav, was teaching me a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? That you're Nida Mechamura, that's Pshita, right? Oh, it must be Rav's Chiddush. So you want to know how the Gemara sees in Yecheskel Rav's Chiddush? Because the Gemara feels that just like the Mishnah is telling me a Chiddush, Yecheskel also is telling me a Chiddush. And that's where the Tana, the Mishnah, saw a Chiddush in the Sugi of Nida Mechamura. It saw it in the Pasuk in Yecheskel. But the Gemara says, Maskev lo Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. But Rav Nachman Yitzchok asked a different kasha. He said, Eim kula b'skilo. Maybe all the Averis that are being described in this Nevuah are averis for which a person's chayv skila. How so? Maybe the ben parit shoyfech dam is a ben sayru mayr. Now, a ben sayru mayr is a shoyfech dam. Says Rashi, yeah, he's needed al shem soifai. And what's al shem soifai? He's going to run out of money, or his father's going to run out of money, and as a result, he's not going to be able to steal from him. He's going to go to the Prashas Drachim, and he's going to kill. Right, the Nidan al-Shem Soifai was Shvichas Daman. That's the Re'im's Kasha. Then why does he get Skilu? He should get Saif, right? But the point is that maybe the Hoylet Ben Parit Shneifich Dam is that this child was a Ben Sayer Umar. If he's a Ben Sayer Umar, the Skilu is Chayef Skilu. Eishas Re'eu Time. And when it says that he was Eishas Re'eu Time, Zu Nairam Urasa. He wasn't Stam Baal Eishas Ish. He was Baal Nairam Urasa, the Beskilu. Vel Agilulam Nasa Enav. And when it says that he did Avodah Zarah, again, Zu Avodah Zarah, the Beskilu, that's for sure Skilu. But the point is, Freik the Gemara, how do you know this person did an aver which is chayiv sayiv and chenek and skilo? Maybe he did aver which is chayiv skilo skilo and skilo, and then has zikr has no shaychus to the Mishnah. But the Gemara says, okay, my kamash on Yecheskel. But if that's the case, then what exactly is Yecheskel's chiddush? Right, it's essentially the argument that Rashi made in explaining the first part of the Gemara. I mean, Yecheskel's coming to tell me a chiddush over here. But the fact that he says this person's going to get skilo, there must be some Hilchas Sanhedrin to get chiddush. If you're going to tell me it's talking about where he's chayef, saif, chenek, and skilo, and you're going to tell me it was ready nigmar dina lekala, so that on some level he's a gavrik tail, then I understand what the chiddush is. But otherwise, my kumash malon Yecheskel, and that's how Chazal understood there's some chiddush going on in this pasuk, must be Mishan is chayv. Shnei Mishan is bezdin. Neither mechaber. The Gemara says Dumo Teru Kamahader. Who said Yecheskel saying a chiddush at all? Meaning you're working with this premise. Yecheskel wouldn't have just said skila if there wasn't some chiddush in the skila. I don't know. Maybe he's chazering the Torah. But the Gemara says, "Okay, if you want to chazer the Torah, Yecheskel, he boilei ladur keichad ahadre moish rabenu." Rashi says Mishnah Torah. Then Yecheskel should tell me the whole sefer dvarim. He doesn't tell me the whole sefer dvarim. There it says Yecheskel's not chazering the Torah. Why does Yecheskel have to do that? Yecheskel's coming to teach me halachas. So there must be some chiddush over here. What's the chiddush? Must be the chiddush of our Mishnah. Either way, so we just brought these psukim over here in Yecheskel. The Gemara is going to continue to darshan them. This is already a digression. Doresh Rav Acha Rav Chanina. My dechsev. What's pshat in the pasuk? And this drush is going on the first person mentioned in the nevuah of Yecheskel. This is the tzaddik. He's the one that did everything right. Right? He had a child that did everything wrong. Or had a child that did everything right. But the tzaddik Elohim loy achal. It said he didn't eat from the mountain. So we touched it, Pshuto Yishol Mikra. He didn't eat from the Avodah Zarah, because the Avodah Zarah used to do their thing on top of the mountains. What does this mean? Shaloi Achal B'schus Avoysav. It means this is a person that's such a chassid, he's on such a high madrega, that Ahot Egen Eschusim, and he's able to eat B'schus Atzma, he doesn't have to come out to B'schus Avoysav. The Einav Loi Nasa El Gelulei Beis Yisrael literally means he didn't do Avodah Zarah. But Reb Ach, Reb Chanina said, you know what it means? It's so much like Holoch B'Kayim Yiskufa. Not only did he do Avodah Zarah, but he didn't even walk with a Gaiva. The Marshal says that we know that someone that's about Gaiva, it's Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah. Right? What's Avodah Zarah? You believe in other forces. The Baal Gaiva believes in other forces. He believes in himself. So he was not only someone that didn't do Avodah Zarah. He was such a righteous person. He didn't even go B'Kayim Eskufa. Literally, he wasn't B'Kayim. But what it means is even more than that. Not only didn't he violate Eishes Re'eyu, but even Umnus Chaveiroi. Val Isha Nida Lo Yikrav Shalei Nena Mikupeshot Stok. What does it mean that he wasn't Baal Nida? It means that he didn't take from tzedakah. Rashi says, "Shuhudaver gnai la adam hagun," and even that he did not do. Incidentally, the darshanim talk a lot about what's the connection between ve'el isha nida lo yikrav shaloi nena mikupa shel tzedakah, right? A little bit interesting. Either way, says the Gemara, so viksev, and what it say about this person? So he's the person that did all the right things. Tzadik hu chayo yichya. He's a tzadik, and because he's a tzadik, right, doesn't matter that his son did aveiros, he's a tzadik. And as a result, chayo yichya. So the Gemara, show you Rabbi Gamliel, magid them because of chayo boicha. Rabbi Gamliel would come to this pasuk, he would cry. V'omar, he would say, manda over the kulehu de chay, v'chadim inay uloi. I mean, go through that list again. We went through it already. But go through it again. Look at all the things that this person was able to overcome. All the nesyonis and all the taivas. This person's an incredible person, right? Elaharim loy achal, ve'inav loy nosel glulei beis Yisrael, ves ishes re'eo loy timei, ve'al isha nida loy yikrav. And by the way, the way Rav Ach, Rav Chanina just darshaned that these are all big madregas. Ve'ish loy yoyna, chavei losei chav yashuv, k'zeilo loy yigzol, lachmei loy avitei, ve'erim v'chase bogo, ve'nashuch loy yitim, ve'sarbas loy yikach, me'avol yashuv yodim, mishpat emes yasa. More than that, the pasuk said that this person is bechukoysa yahalech u'mishpatay shomer lasois tzadiku. Right, this person's like an incredible person. Then it sounds like, and zok Rabbi Gamliel, and only then this person is going to live. And what if a person only does some of this? Well, he's not going to get olam haba. It's dafka mando over lekula hu dechay bechadim inay loy. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, who was always menachem his chaverim, Rabbi Akiva told him, Elamayata, he says, Rabbi Gamliel, let me ask you a question. It says, Al tatamu b'chol eila. Now, this is in the parasha of the Arayas. It says, don't be metamu b'chol eila. Are you supposed to be medayik that, oh, the Isra Arayas is if someone's over all the Arayas? But if someone's over some of the Arayas, then already it's not going to be wrong. Of course not. Even though it says in the pasuk, Al tatamu b'chol eila, it doesn't mean you have to do all of them to violate Arayas. Achas mikol eila is enough. Hachanami, so too, as relates to this pasuk, it's not oise eila, but it's ba'achas mikol eila. If a person does one of the above, for that already he's going to be zoicha to chayim. By the way, this is a little reminiscent of the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis and the Masechtas Makis, where the Rambam says, Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakis es Yisrael lefika chirbalim toiru mitzvahs, that a person, in order to punch a ticket into Olam Haba, has to do one mitzvah perfectly. And if a person does one mitzvah perfectly, that's going to be enough. Sounds a little bit that me'achas, me'kol eila, that's enough for a person to be a chayit. Either way, why do we bring the end of the drasha, this last gemara? It's because we brought the first half. What was the first half all about? A very, very tucked away makar, Yecheskel Perik Yudches, to a very lamdasha halacha, Mishen Eschai Vishnei Mises Bezenid B'chamura, even if it was already Nigmar Dinoi for the Kal. Either way, we now turn our attention to the safe of the Mishnah. What was the safe of the Mishnah? Over Avera, Shen Eschai Vishnei Misois, Nidim B'chamura. So a person does one Aver, for which Eschaiv two misois. So the halach is he's going to get the chamura. So in the ratio, he did two averas, two maises. Over here, he did one maisa avera, but this one maisa avera checks off two boxes as far as isurim go. Both misas bezdin, one more chamura than the other. Says the Mishnah, it's the same rule. Nidim chamura. Rabbi Yosi said, nidoin bezika harishoyne shaba'olav. A little bit cryptic. So the Gemara now is going to bring a brisa that's going to elaborate a little bit on Shitas Rabbi Yosi. But just to preface the brisa, the case that the Braisa is going to use as the dogma for Avar Averish and Eschayiv Shnei Misois in the Bechamura is a case of Gilui Arayis, specifically where somebody was Ba'al Chamoisoi, his mother-in-law, that's also an Eishes Ish, right? So a person could have a mother-in-law that's not an Eishes Ish. We're talking about someone that was Ba'al Chamoisoi, that's also an Eishes Ish. If someone's Ba'al Chamoisoi, that was the first Mishnah in the Perek, Eschayiv Sreifa, that's from the Elohim and the Srafim. If someone's Ba'al an Eishes Ish, not Chamoisoi, Eschayiv Chenek. So if someone's Ba'al Chamoisoi, that's an Eishes Ish, really, he just did one Avera, but this one Avera involves two Misois Bezden. Sreifa, because of Chamoisoi, and chenek because of eishes ish. What the Mishnah is saying is that according to the Tanakhama, according to the Chachamim, yichayv sreif. Right? You're always going to be chayv sreif. Rabbi Yosef says, nidoin bezika harishoina shaba olav. So what does it mean, zika harishoina? Rashi says, and the Rashi is here in the Gemara, but oisoi iser shehusko zeh tchilo lihizar boi v'lifresh mimenu hu nidoin. Whichever aveira he had to be worried about first, that's the one that he's going to be punished for. In other words, right now, she's chamoisa and eishes ish. You have to worry about both of them. But which came first? Was she an eishes ish first, or was she a chamoisa first? So, what would be the case where she was an eishes ish first? Somebody gets married, and the woman that he marries has a mother who's married, right? He has a shver and a shviger. So, this shviger, before this man married the daughter, was usher to this person as an eishes ish. Now, she's also a chamoisa. How did she become a chamoisa? Because he just married this woman's daughter. But first she was an eishes ish, then she was a chamoisa. What would be the case where chamoisa came before eishes ish? Where somebody got married to a woman whose mother was an almana. She was a grusha. Right now, she's not married. And then afterwards, she got married. There, she was a chamoisa first, and an eishes ish second. Because when he married his wife, his mother-in-law was technically mutter. So there was no iser eishes ish. When he married the daughter, she became an erva of chamoisa. Now that she gets married, she's also an eishes ish. So that would be the case where the chamoisa came before the eishes ish. So according to the Chachamim, it's always going to be nidav chamur, right? Every day of the week, that's the psak halacha. According to Rabbi Yosei, it's a ventsach. If the chamoisa came first, then it's going to be chamoisa, nidav chamura. If the eishes ish came first, then it's going to be eishes ish. Zok tumar, tan, the ketzad am Rabbi Yosei, nidav ezekib rishayna, haba olav. What's an example of shitas Rabbi Yosei, chamoisa venasas eishes ish? It's exactly what we just spoke out. If she was a chamoisa first, and then she became an eishes ish, nidav chamoisa, eishes ish venasas chamoisa. If she was an eishes ish first, and then she became a chamoisoi, nidoin be'eishes ish. Amalei Rav Adar bar Rahava the Ravas. Rav Adar bar Rahava asked Rava, chamoisoi v'neishes, v'nasis eishes ish, nidoin be'chamoisoi. V'deinami a'iser eishes ish. Why is it so poshet that a chamoisoi v'nasis eishes ish is nidoin be'chamoisoi? L'chayra, there should be an eishes ish as well. The Amar Rabavo said, "Moide Rabbi Yosi be Isser Moisef." The Rabbi Yosi is Moide be Isser Moisef. Rav Adar bar Rahava had a discussion with Rav about Shittas Rav Yossi. He understood that Pshat and Rav Yossi is related to the sugya of Enes Achalas. That was his understanding of Rav Yossi. Now, why would Rav Yossi hold that you're Nida in Bezika Rishayna? Who cares what came first? Right now, when you did the Aveira, you have two Aveiras. So let's figure out what the Aloch is. I care about the genesis of the Isser. What happened 10 years ago? Vosket Mechon. Oh, the Teretz is probably because it's an idea of Enes Achalal Isser. And once you're a Chamoisna, you can't be an Eshesish. Once you're an Eshesish, you can't be a Chamoisna. And that's probably what underpins Shitas Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi told Rav, I have a problem with that. You know why? Because even though it's true, Enes Achalal Isser, once something is Osir, it can't become Osir again. But we know there's exceptions to the rule. One of the exceptions is Isser Moisef. What's Isser Moisef? Isser Moisef means where the second Isser is going to involve other people. There, the halacha is that we say that migu, that it's chal, the second issa for the other people, it's chal for the person for whom it's asr already. A classic example of issa moisef is chamoisev and asas eshesesh. A man gets married, his wife's mother is asr to him, because it's his mother-in-law. Is she asr to the rest of the world? Not if she's not an Eishas Ish. If she gets married now, she becomes Aser to the world. Really, that new Isser that is Chal for the world shouldn't be Chal on the Edim, because Klapi the Edim, it's Enes Chal al Isser. But being that there's something called Isser Moisef, Migu that it's Chal Isser Eishas Ish on everybody else, so the Isser Eishas Ish is going to be Chal on the Edim as well. So Tainid Rav Adabara Havo Tirovo, every Chal Moisef and Asas Eishas Ish, why is it so poshit that you're just being Nidoin the Zikarishaina? L'chayre, the Isserashis Ish is Chal. And if the Isserashis Ish is Chal, why? Because it's Isser Moisef. Oh, and by the way, Rabbi Avohu said, Moide Rabbi Yossi be Isser Moisef, right? Rabbi Yossi himself holds Isser Moisef. So it comes out, you have Sai the Isser Chamoisef, Sai the Isserashis Ish. So why are you telling me, Nidem Bezikarishayna? I don't know why it should be Zikri Shaina. You have two Isurim over here. Again, it's coming with a premise that the Yisayid of Shitas Rav Yosef, indeed of Zikri Shaina is in Issachal Alissa. So, Freit Gemara, that I don't understand why every Chamoisev and Asa HSH is in Issachal Alissa. L'chayr it's Issa Moisev. You have both Isurim. You have both Isurim. Let's go back to the drawing board. Let's figure out what Isur it should be. I'm a lady, so Rava responded to Rav Ada Barahava, and he told him, Ada Bari. He said, my son Ada betrayed Katli Katlislay. I'm not sure exactly what Yakash is. Yakash is that you want that being that Isser's Chalal Isser be Isser Moisef. So now there should be an Isser Chamoisoi and an Isser Eishas Ish. And therefore what? You should give the person two Mises Bezin. Now it's a Gishmaka response. Ada Beri betrayed Katli Katlislay. Right? You see why Rava spoke Beloshin Chiba, because right, it's almost a little facetious here. Like, I'm not sure what your kash is, but it needs a little bit of hasbara. And the way Rashi explains is as follows. Rashi says that it's true. In a case of chamoisev and ashes eshes ish, we say iser chalal iser because it's iser moisev. And because it's iser moisev, you're going to end up with an iser chamoisoi and an iser eshes ish. What's the kasha? Why then does Rabbi Yossi hold you should be chayiv Tzreifa? It's because Rabbi Yossi holds Nida Mechamura. Rabbi Yossi doesn't disagree with the concept of Nida Mechamura. Rabbi Yossi didn't argue with the Reisha. Mishen is Chai B'Shtei Mises Bez Nida Mechamura, because there's a concept of Nida Mechamura. And Enochinami, to the extent you would have both Yisurim Chal, you have Sai Chamoise and Sai Eishesish. So you have an Issa Tzreifa and you have an Issa Chenek Enochinami. You're going to have to get one, because betray Katli Katlislay, that's not really possible. So which one is it going to be? You're going to have to pick and choose. It's going to be Nida Mechamura. And that's the one at the end of the day that you are going to get. Where is in the gay Rabbi Yossi's chiddush? Rabbi Yossi's chiddush is where it's eshes ish v'nasa chamoisa. There he holds nidem bekala, and the reason there he holds nidem bekala is because einis achala lesser. Therefore, you end up with only the zikari shayna, and even though it's the kala, it is what it is. Now, from eshes ish to chamoisa, there's no issa moisa. I mean that there's no issa moisa. That's where it's going to be negay. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is the only reason Rabbi Yossi argued with the chachamim is because Rabbi Yossi held einis achala lesser. He holds be'etzem nidem chamura. He just holds einis achala lesser. If both Yisurim are here right now, about it's going to be nidem chamura. And that's why in the case of chamoisa and eshes ish, we utaka have both Yisurim. The reason you're going to be chayiv Sreif is not al nidem bezikar yishayna. It's because of nidem bechamura. Because Rabbi Yossi is moida. Because the whole definition of nidem bezikar yishayna is enes achal alisser. And you're right, like the Gemara asks, chamoisev and asa eshesish, because it's an isser moisev, is not a problem of enes achal alisser. Hence, there's no svar of zikir rishayna. What's then the dinger be itzker be nidah bechamur? Where's an ageya nidah zikir rishayna? Where's an ageya enas achal lisser? That's only an ageya where it's eshes ish venasach hamoisa, and that's Rabbi Yosi said as halach. So at the end of the day, according to the chachamim, it's always going to be nidah bechamur. According to Rabbi Yossi, because of Enes Achal HaLisser, there's a concept of sometimes being Nidim Zikir Rishon. He's masking that there's an idea of Nidim Chamur, is no question in the world. But it's only Negeya if you have both Yisurim. But what if one came before the other, and there's an issue of Enes Achal HaLisser, because like, not Isra Moisef. So in that case, it's going to be Nidim Zikir Rishon. Where's that Negeya? In the case of Chamoisef and Eish HaSish, where it's Chamoisef and Asa Eish HaSish. So there, because of Isra Moisef, there's no way Enes Achal HaLisser, there both are going to be Chal, or both are Chal. He always like the Chachamim, Nidim Chamur. Where it's Eishes ish v'nasa chamoisai, there it's not Issa Moisef, therefore it's ein iser chal al iser, therefore you can't be nidim chamur because you only have one of the two usurim. Nidim chamur means both usurim achal. You only have one. Which one do you have? The first one, and being that all that you have is the first one, it's for that reason that you're going to be nidim the zikir yishayin. The bottom line is, this concludes the first sugya in today's daf, and that is, mishen eschai b'shnei misai zbez den nidim chamura. Over Averish and Eschayev, Shtei Misa is Bezdin, Nidim Bechamura, the Reish and the Sefer, Beis Eschaylik and the Sefer, and everything that we learned. I'll just speak out one interesting thing before we turn our attention and do a big pivot, and that is that there's an idea of Mishan Eschayev, Shtei Misa is Bezdin, Nidim Bechamura. The end of Perek Arba Misois, and really we spoke it out in the beginning of Perek Ventsoyer Meira, we mentioned that a lot of the Tzadikim used to write in their Tzava that they wanted to get Misa's Bezdin. Right, this critical time, Bei Misa L'Kfura, where the neshama is a little bit in this world, but also a little bit in the next world, seems to be a shasa kosher for Oinchen, if you could say that. And the tzaddikim, they wrote in the tzavas that they wanted that they should get Misa's Bezdin. And we went through a bunch of tzavas. It started with the Baal Smichas Chachamim, Rav Naftali Katz. We mentioned the tzava of the Arch Laner, the tzava of Rav Kiva Eger, of the Yisoy D'Shayr Shavoido, Rav Shlomo Kluger, even the Tzavah of Rav Shach, the Panovich of Rosh Hashiva, who all wrote in their Tzavah that they wanted this Indian. It's interesting that some of the Tzadikim wrote in their Tzavah that they wanted all the Mises Besen. Read the Tzavah of the Aruch Laner. He writes, Mitzavani l'kayim begufi zecher arba Mises Besen. Dahayim. B'shas ha-hirada yushlach gufi l'mata. You should throw my body into the ground, skila. B'terem yasu ha-kavrona ma-tahayro, yitaftu shayva bayeres alibi. You should put a little bit of burning wax on my heart. That's going to be sreifa. Achakach ye'atfu matpeches misaviv letzavari. They should take a handkerchief and put it around my neck, so that will be cher. And he went through, he wanted all of the misas bezin. Some of the tzaddikim wrote, just give me skila. I don't need the other misas bezin. Why just skila? So if you look in the tzavah of Naftali Katz, again, I'm just using one as an example. He said, "Achari parin nafshi migufi koyis nagu imi hachaburu kadisha." And he says he should give me skila, and he goes through the whole inyan, and he says like this: the reason I'm asking you for skila is because skila is the most chomer of all the mitzvahs. Best the kaimelan karabana neged Rab Shimon the amas reifa chamura umishem is chayev shnei mitzvahs bestin. If someone's chayev two mitzvahs bestin, neither mechamura vechei pasuk haram. And as I pass in the Rambam, so Naftali Katz quoted our Mishnah and his Tzava, but it's interesting that there were these two schools of thought, even within this Kabbalistic idea of giving Mises Bezdin to the Guf, where there was some tzaddikim that said, like the Aruch Laner, that's just an example, give me all the Arba Mises Bezdin, because I don't know, maybe I was chayev any one of the four. And there were others that said, no, it's a Mishnah. Mishnah is chayev, b'shnei Mises Bezdin, need the Mechamura. And what's the Chamura? Skila. So once you give Skila, it's Bechlal Masayim Mona. Everything is going to be included. Again, something fascinating, regardless. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Mishalok of Hashana. Somebody did an Avera for which he was Chayv Malkus. He got Malkus. Did Avera again? He got Malkus again. Bezda Machnis and Oysa L'Kippa. In the event that he does the Avera the third time, very critical insert, Bezdin takes him into a kippah. Now the Gemara is going to describe what a kippah is, but Lin Yonenu is it's some sort of cell. Umachil and Oisai Sa'orin, and they would feed him barley, Achakresai Misbakas, until his stomach burst. So ordinarily, if somebody doesn't have air for which he's Chayiv Malkus, he gets Malkus, right? It's pretty straightforward. So the Mishnah, what would be if somebody doesn't have air for which he's Chayiv Malkus? And he got Malkus. Then he did an Avera again for which he's chayiv Malkus. And he got Malkus again. Now we did the Avera the third time. The third time we don't give him Malkus anymore. The third time, this is really, really old school. Bezda machnisa noisa lekipa, machila noisa sa'irin, achakresa mispakas. Which, Lefum Riata sounds like Bezdin would kill this person. Which is why we're having this conversation right now. We're learning the sugis about Mises Bezdin. But this is different than your typical Mises Bezdin. Typical Mises Bezdin is Skila, Sreifa, Herig, and Chenek. Over here it was done only Bederech Grama, where Bezdin would sort of do something that would facilitate this person's death at first glance. This seems like a very, very interesting halacha, and the Gemara is going to jump on it immediately. Fake the Gemara. Mishum delaka v'shana bezdin kaitzen oisa lekipa, right? Question mark, 10 exclamation marks. I understand. The person did an Avera twice, which is chayv malchus. Now he does it the third time. We kill him. Okay, can't give him any one of the mises bezdin. But, wink, wink, we facilitate his death. How do you do something like that? Amrab Yirmiyah, Amrab Shimon ben Lakish. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, quoting the great Rish Lakish, said, we're talking about someone that didn't just do Averis for Chizchayv Malkus, but these were Malkiyos Shel Krisos. He did Chayve Krisos. Now, being that he did Chayve Krisos, the Gavra Bar Katalo, really this person, on some level, is a dead man walking. He's Chayv Misa. He's Chayv Misa. Not Misas Bezdin, but he's Chayv Misa B'dei Shamayim because of the Karas that he had. V'kruve hudaloi mikrif. Katle. Now, why didn't he die yet? Because his time hasn't come yet. But really, there's an oinish of Misa that's hovering over him. V'kivan deka mevater lo nafshe. And being that this person is being mevater, what's he being mevater on? Says Rashi, the mafker atzmi laveris. He's doing averis. On some level, he's being mevater on his soul. Mikarbina le luktali ilaveis. So what we do is we just take this chiv Misa and we, you know, bring it a little bit closer. We let him meet his maker a little bit sooner than, you know, he was anticipating. The point is, said Reish Lakish, we're not being mechadish a chiyav misa. This person already has a chiyav misa. The reason he has a chiyav misa is because the averis that he did were chayvi krisis daga averis. All we're doing now is we're being mekarev as misa. That's something already you could do. So Rav Yaakov, Rav Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa, ta azbralach. So Rav Yaakov told Rav Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa, I want to explain to you the halacha of the Mishnah with this explanation of Reish Lakish, but with a little bit of a neufach, a toisef esbir, that you know what's going on in this case. It's b'malkiyo shel karis achas. It's talking about where this person didn't just do malkiyo shel krisis, but he did the same aver. Meaning it was a Avera of Chayve Krisis, which he gets Malkus. He did the same Avera a second time, and now he did it already a third time. But let's say he would do two or three different Averas, then this halacha wouldn't apply. So if he repeats the same Avera, yeah. But if he does different Averas, not. And the reason is because if he does different Averas, a very interesting svara, the Gemara says, the only reason we're killing this person is like Rashi said, the mafker atzmei laveros. He's being mevater. If you make yourself hefker laveris, that's when we're having this conversation. But a person that does different averis, he wants to taste different averis, right? Tamuru. So it's isurei hudekatoyim. We don't view him as a mevater. If you do an averis, you do it again, you do it again, right? The Gemara says nasolei keheter. So if you do the same averis over and over and over again, that's where we see you being mevater. That's where we see you being mafker yourself lavera. That's when we're going to invoke this halacha. If it's different averas, so then we look at you kindly. We somehow look at you with an eye and type, oh, he just wants to taste chazer, right? He was always wondering what it's like, and as a result, I could have eaten the shibuta, right, per the Gemara and then the chulin, but instead he wants to eat the real thing. Okay, bzeder. But the point is, you know, Lav Davke, he falls into this category. If he does the same Aver again and again and again, that's where we see the Mevater, that's where we see the Efkeris, and it's then that this halach is going to apply. So again, Mishalach Vishana Bez Machnis and Eitzel Kippa, you have to read the fine print. Number one, it's talking about where it was an Avera, Sheyesh Boy, Chayve Krisos. Not just that, he did the same Aver again and again. He's Chayev Misa, Misa B'dei Shamayim, so on some level, he's anyways a God V'Ketolo. He's being Mafker Atzmei L'Averis. So, no, you're anyways soon gonna meet your maker. We'll just expedite the process a little bit, put you in the easy pass lane. That's what's going on over here. We're not being Mechadish Techiyah Misa. That's not something Bezdin would ever have a right to do if the person didn't do an Avera for which he's technically Chayev Misa's Bezdin. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Misha Loka V'Shonos. And the Mishnah said, if someone did an Avera for which he's Chayv Malkus and he got Malkus, he did it again, he got Malkus again. Now he did the Avera the third time, so now we don't give him Malkus. Now we do what the Mishnah said. We do. Says the Gemara, Shana Afkaf Loi Shilish. It sounds like as long as this happens two times, even if it didn't happen three times, the Halacha of the Mishnah is going to be true. Zok the Gemara, Leimer Masisiv like Reb Shimon Gamliel. At first glance, it would seem that our Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Why? The ir Reb Shimon Gamliel. Because if the Mishnah is going according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, Ha'amar, then Reb Shimon Gamliel say Atla Zimni Lehavi Chazaka. So we know throughout Shas is a machlik is Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, whether a Chazaka is established when something happens two times or a Chazaka is established when something happens three times. Rebbe holds a Chazaka is established when something happens two times. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds that a Chazaka is established when something happens three times. The Gemara is tiny that it sounds like from the Mishnah, when are we going to kill this person? When there's a chazaka that's established that he does this aver, right? When we establish that he's a mafker atzmai, when he's established as a cheskas rosha, that's when this halacha is going to be invoked. And the Mishnah says, how many times do you have to go through this process? Mishcha locha v'shana. Oh, two times. So it sounds like this chazaka is established twice. Not like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel who holds that chazaka is established when you do something thrice. So tainis the Gemara. Lema masnisin the loiker Reb Shimon Gamliel. Is this a stam Mishnah like Rebbe, not like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who holds that a chazaka is established only when you do something three times? Amar Ravina, as Ravina said, no. Afilu tem Reb Shimon Gamliel. Maybe the Mishnah is going according to Reb Shimon Gamliel. Kasavar, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, or the Tana of the Mishnah holds, Averois Machzikos, that the Chazak is established when the Aver is done. In other words, what makes the Chazak, right? This person is going to get the din of machnis and oisel lekipa machin leoisel son and chakresa misbakas when he's becheskas, right? Becheskas rosha, like the Gemara is going to say later. He's becheskas, that this is who he is. This is his inyan. What, however, is the thing that needs to repeat itself in order to establish the chazaka? And really, you can hear two tzadim. Is it the avera? Or is it the Malkus? The Gemara in the Havamina, the Maksha held, it's the Malkus. So Tainus the Gemara, Misha Laka Vishana, he only got Malkus twice. So why the third time that he does the Avera, are we already punishing him like this? And for Ravina, no, the Chazak is not established Malkus. The Chazak gets established by doing the Avera, which by the way, intuitively sounds like it makes a lot of sense. So really, when this person was Laka Vishana, and then he went and he did the Avera again, even according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, he already established the Chazak. Because now he just did the Avera a third time. And being that he did the Avera a third time, so now you have the Chazak. So the Gemara said, Lema Masi, Sinti Laik Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Zok Ravina, that's true if you hold that the Chazak is established now, are you day doing the Avera and getting Malkus for it. So you see that if he was Laka Vishana, he already has the Chazaka, not Shilesh. But who said the Chazaka is established Al Yedei the Malkus? Who said you need the Malkus? You did the Avera three times, done. And that's what happened in the case of the Mishnah. In the case of the Mishnah, you were Laka Vishana, then you did the Avera again. Oh, now you already have the Chazaka, so we're not playing games with you anymore. Now already we're going to be Nachnis and Oysa Lekipa. And by the way, if you hold that the Avera is what creates the Chazaka, not the Malkus, then it's not Lema Masis and the Laker. Because then you see already it has to happen a third time in order to establish the chazaka. But either way, that was Ravina's teretz. Ravina said, "Lo ilon the Mishnah is Reb Shimon Gamliel, and the chazaka is not the malchus. The chazaka is the avera, and once he's over." Loka, Vishana, and then he does the Avera again, which is the case of the Mishnah. At that point, there's already a Chazaka of doing the Avera three times. And this Kasha is from a Tosefta in the 12th parak right here in Masechta Sanhedrin. So this is a Tosefta, and the Gemara is going to bring first the Reish of the Tosefta, the Sefer of the Tosefta, both very much applicable to our sugya. If someone does an Aver, which is a Chiyah Malkus, first two times it gets Malkus. V'shlichus, what about when he does that Aver? The third time, then already we and bring him into the Kippah. Sounds familiar? It's the Mishnah. Abishol argues, and he said, even if he does it a third time, Malkanois, so we give him Malkus, if he does it a fourth time, then we're going to bring him into the Kippah. So the Gemara says like this, my love, the Kuliyama Malkios Machzikos. The assumption is, L'chura, the only way to learn this Tosefta is that everybody holds Malkius Machzikos. Ubeplukted Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kamilvagi, and the Machlokes must be Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. So let's explain, it's a little bit tricky. In the Tosefta, there's two shittas. There's a Yesh Aymer. Meaning, the first sheet to mention in Tosefta is our Mishnah. Misha Laka Vishana, he does the Avera a third time. Machnis Tanois Elikipa. And then the Tosefta brings shittas Abishol. Abishol holds that you don't get into the Kippa until you do the Avera ready for the fourth time. What's Pshat in shittas Abishol? It has to be that Abba Shaul holds, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the chazaka is established when you do something three times, and that what makes the chazaka, it's the malchus that makes the chazaka. Why does it have to be that? Because if Abba Shaul holds that it's the avera that creates the chazaka, why would you have to do it four times? There's no one in Shas that holds you have to do something four times in order to establish a chazaka. There's two shitas as it relates to chazaka. Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi holds two, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds three. Abba Shaul said four. Oh, must be. It's not four, it's three. Why is it three? Because what establishes the chazaka? Not the aver, the malchus. So you do the aver, you get malchus. You do it again, you get malchus. You do it a third time, you get malchus. Now when you do it a fourth time, because you established the chazaka from the third malchus, now machnisa is l'kibah. So that's poshit in Shitas Abba Shaul that he holds malchus machzikas. Right? It has to be. Has to be holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Has to be. And it has to be holds malchus machzikas. That's the only way to make sense of it. So Tainus the Gemara, if Abba Shaul holds malchus machzikas, it's fair to assume that the Tanakam and the Tesefta probably also Malchus Machzikos. But they're arguing Malchus Machzikos or Averus Machzikos. It's mistabed that the Tanakama also is Malchus Machzikos. And what then is the Machloikis between Abba Shaul and the Tanakama? The Machloikis is Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Abba Shaul, where Chazak is established, something happens three times, you need three Malchus. The fourth time, you go to the Kippah. According to the Tanakama, it's like Rabbi, the Chazak is established with two Malchus, and it's the third time that you're going to enter the Kippah. But what do you see from here? Everyone holds Malchus Machzikos. Who is that not like? It's not like Ravina, right? Klar. So Ravina said that Unzer Mishnah said Mishalaka Vishana Bez Machnis and Oysa Likippah. Why? It's because Averus Machzikos Afilu Alipa de Rav Shimon Gamliel. L'chayra, you see from the Taisefta Malchus Machzikos. And if you see from the Taisefta Malchus Machzikos, then Balkarchach, without a question in the world, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it would be first the fourth time that would be Machnis and Oysa Likippah. And if the Mishnah says the third time, it must be the Mishnah's Rebbe, not Rav Shimon Gamliel, not like Ravina. The Maksha understood that it's Malkios Machzikos. That's why he said Lema Masnis and the like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ravina said, no, maybe really it's Averus Machzikos. Tainus the Gemara, you see L'chayra from this Taisefta, Malkios Machzikos. But the Gemara says, Loi, I'll tell you, the Kuliyama Isla the Rav Shimon Gamliel. Maybe Saida Tanakam and Saida Abishol in this Taisefta, right, it's a very obvious dicho if you're holding Cheshman. Hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that a Chazak is established when something happens three times. You want to know what the Machloyos Tanakam and Abishol is, the Marasav Averus Machzikos, the Marasav Malkios Machzikos. This is good for the Machlokes. The Tanakama holds Averus Machzikos. That's why once you do the Aveira the third time, Machnis and Oysa L'Kippah, Abba Shaul holds Malkios Machzikos. You need three Malkios, so you have to do the Aveira the fourth time in order to enter the Kippah. Our Mishnah is the Tanakama of the Tesefta, who holds Averus Machzikos, and really the Mishnah is going Alibi the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Because Fakaret, Alibi the Rebbe, if you hold Averus Machzikos, once you get Malkios one time, the second time you do the Aveira, you already establish a Chazok, and at that point already, it would be Machnis and Oysa L'Kippah. Either way, Zeir Geshmak. So again, two ways to learn the Mishnah. Either you can learn that the Mishnah is going Dafka according to Rabbi, or you can learn that the Mishnah is going Dafka according to Rav Shimon. It says, Mamish, two ways to learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Rabbi, the Mishnah of Shimon Gamliel. What's it telling you? It's telling you whether you hold Averus Machzikos or you hold Malkios Machzikos. If Averus Machzikos, then the Mishnah is Rav Shimon Gamliel, that was Ravina. If you hold Malkios Machzikos, so then already, the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, and the Mishnah would be Deloy Kirab Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara, V'hodetanya. The Tesefta that we just mentioned continues and brings another case. It said, Hisrubai, what would be if you have a person, right? Let's forget the original story. This is a person that was given Asra, don't do an Aveira, because if you do this Aveira, you're going to be Chayv Malchus. V'shasak, he was quiet. Hisrubai, they gave him Asra again. V'hirkin Roishai, and he nodded his head. Now, this person is about to do an Aveira, for which he's Chayiv Malchus, and he was warned, which is, right, the way it's supposed to be. Malchus needs Asra. Just like Mises Bezin needs Asra, Malchus needs Asra. But we know when it comes to Asra, it's not enough you get Asra. You have to be Mekabel the Hasra. So this person was Hisru by V'shasak. He was never really Mekabel the Hasra. Hisru by V'hirkin Roishnei. He nodded his head. That's not a proper Kabbalah Asra. But we saw earlier in the Masechta, Sugi is about how you Mekabel Asra. We just had it in Perek Ben Soyer Meir, right? There's something called really being Mekabel Asra. Incidentally, it's Mavur in this Braisa that this halacha being Mekabel Asra is not only true for Mises Bezdin, it's true for Malchus as well, which is a big discussion in the Poskim. But the bottom line is, Hisru by V'shasak, Hisru by V'hirkin Roishnei, and he did the Avera. So again, he did the Avera, but he wasn't Mekabel the Asra. So Shaila's right, you can't give him Malchus, because if you're not Mekabel's right, you can't give him Malchus. So Pamri Shnei Nevishniya, the first two times he does a Masrimbai, then you just give him asra. Meaning, he did it once, he gave it twice, you continue to warn. Shlishis, once he does it already a third time, at that point, you can already bring him into the kippah. Abishol says, after shlishis masrim boy, even the third time you give him asra, it's berevius, it's after the fourth time, you're going to bring him into the kippah. So this machloikis Abishol in the Tanakhama is eerily similar to the previous machloikis Abishol in the Tanakhama, but it's not the same thing. In the first case, this is a repeat offender, right? He had Asra, he got Malkus, he did it once, he did it twice, three times. At some point, it's Machnis and Oysel Kippah. This guy never got Malkus. The reason he never got Malkus is because he was never Makabal Asra. You were never able to give him Malkus. But at some point, we stop playing games, right? So, you know, every time he hears the Asra, he nods his head, then he knows he's off the hook. I hear. So we'll play with you a little bit, right? We'll humor you. But at some point, we're going to roll up our sleeves and we're going to do what we need to do. And here, too, it's a machloikis between the Tanakam and Abishol. At what point do we roll our sleeves up? Is it after two going to three, or is it after three going to four? So Tainas the Gemara. What is the machloikis? Meaning, what is the nekudas ha-machloikis here between the Tanakama and Abishol? Now Rashi says that really this shaila b'maiko miflegi, it's like benichus almost, right? B'maiko miflegi, what is the machloikis? It really has nothing to do with the previous Gemara that we learned. And really, everyone mentioned, Ravina and the Maksha of the Gemara, everybody would have to explain what is going on over here. And the reason everybody would have to explain what is going on over here is because Bishlam the Tanakama, you could understand. Tanakama holds that once this happened twice, so at this point, he's already established. You do it a third time, now we're going to have to deal with you. But if you hold that it's Dafka when it happens three times, now we warn you, and the fourth time is the time that we're going to be Machnisa Noisa Lekipa, what would be the Cheshbin for the fourth time? Meaning, why would this have to repeat itself three times where we don't do anything to you in order for us to need to make a move for the fourth time? Just explain this a little bit better. Bishloim in the previous Machloikis, Tanakama, and Abishol. So what was the issue over there? Right? Why would be Machnis and Oysel Kippa? Because he's already Becheskes Rasha. What made him Becheskes Rasha? So it was a Shaila. Is it the Aveir or is it the Malkus? If you want to take the Tzad, it was the Malkus. Malkus Machzikos. So he got Malkus three times. So we need the Malkus three times in order to establish. That's why Abishol holds you don't punish until the fourth time. Right? That's for sure Pshad and Abishol. Right? The Machloikis Ravina and the Maksha was how you understand the Tanakama in the previous Machloikis. But everybody holds that's Pshad and Abishol. There's no other way to understand Abishol. Really, the question is how you're going to explain this Abishol. Right? This Abishol has no Pshad. Because over here, he didn't get Malkus the first time, the second time, the third time. So there's no Malkus Machzikos. And if there's no Malkus Machzikos, what's creating the Chazaka L'chayr? It's the Avera. So if the Avera is creating the Chazaka, so why would you need to have to do it now the fourth time? L'chayr, once you did that very the third time, at that point you should be done, right? Nachamal, klar. Bishloima, the previous Abishol. The Gemara wants to the Gemara's question of my community is, how do you understand Abishol? Now, obviously, what is the Machlaikis? But really, more acutely, how do you understand Abishol? Bishloima, the first Abishol, we understood. It's Malkios Machzikos. And again, Sai Ravina, Sai the Machsha, everybody else was Malkios Machzikos. The question was, being that Abishol holds Malkios Machzikos, do we have to spare that the Tanakama also held Malkios Machzikos? Or maybe it's Zagufa is the Machlaikis, right? Is the Machlaikis Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, everyone's Malkis Machzikos, or maybe everyone holds like Shimon Gamliel, the Machlokes is Malkis Machzikos or Averis Machzikos. But in this case, there's no Malkis. If there's no Malkis, how do you understand Shitas Abishol? So the Gemara says, Amar Ravina, Ravina himself, he is the Mara, the Shmaita, and the Sugyo. He said, Bekipa Tzricha Hasrokim. The Machlokes is something else. The Machlokes is, do you actually have to warn the person before you put him in the Kippah? That is the Machlokes. The Tanakama holds you don't, whereas Rab Shimon Abishol holds you do. If you don't have to warn him before you put him in the kippah, so then he did the Avera once, he did the Avera twice, now he did it three times? Oh, you did it already a third time, we established the Chazaka, we're going to deal with you. If, however, you hold that kippah b'yi hasra, see, once you do it the third time, Abishol holds like Shimon Gamliel, then you establish the Chazaka, but we can't punish you yet, because in order to give the person the punishment of the kippah, he has to have Asra. He didn't have the Asra yet. And being that he didn't have the Asra yet, so it's for that reason we can't punish you. That would be the Sfara of why you would need a fourth time. Rashi speaks out that if Pshat in the Machloikis, Abishol and the Tanakama, in the Seifa, is whether or not Kippah is Tzricha Asra or Kippah is Ein Tzricha Asra, you could say that that is Pshat in the Machloikis between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama in the Reisha as well. Meaning, once we say that there's an idea of Kippa Tzricha Hasra, so then you could say that in the Ration, the first Machloikis, the person that got Malkus and got Malkus again, it could be Pshat in Abishol is not that he holds Malkius Machzikos. It could be he holds Averis Machzikos. Why then would it have to wait until the fourth time? Because you need the three Averis to establish the Chazaka, and now you would have to warn him, thus you would have to come on to the fourth time. So according to Ravina, had we understand L'chatchila the Machloikis between Abishol and the Tanakama, we understood the Machloikis is whether Malkius Machzikos or whether Averis Machzikos. Again, we had two Mahalchim had to understand that first Machloikis. Either everyone holds Malkius Machzikos and Machloikis is Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, or the way Ravina explained it was that everyone holds like Reb Shimon Gamliel, and the Shailos Averis Machzikas and Malkius Machzikas. The Fidus, Noob Shat, Zalk Rashi, you could say, and it's all Ravina talking, so it's Mestaber, this is what Ravina is going to hold. That really, the first Machloikas, again, everyone holds like Reb Shimon Gamliel, the Shailos is not Averis Machzikas and Malkius Machzikas, everybody holds Averis Machzikas, which is Shitas Ravina, the way he reconciled Reb Shimon Gamliel with our Mishnah. What then is Pshat and Abishol? Pshat and Abishol is, he holds that Kippa Tzricha Hasra, so you have to warn him before you'll actually be able to do anything, that's why you would need the fourth Avera. Either way, just to end the Gemara on a light note, who might keep her? So what is this keeper? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, the same like Masa. It's a cell that was the exact height of the person that was being put in the cell. So not a lot of wiggle room. The Hecher Emiza, what's the remez to this idea? So we'll talk more about this Be'ez Hashem in the next year. But it seems like this halacha needs a remez, right? Bezen can't just wake up one morning and decide, Machnisa noisa, l'kipa, machila noisa, soyer, nacha, kreisa, misbakas. There has to be some remez to it at the very least. Where is the remez? I'm Reish Lakish said, it says, Temoises Rasha Ra. That once somebody is a Rasha, he's established with a chazak, whatever the chazak is. But once somebody's established as a rosh, at that point to Moises, we have a right to give him Mises Bezdin. Zok the Gemara, a digression. Amar Rishok, Shemai Dixil Ashtran, the Pasuk says, Gam ki lo yeid ha'odam es itoy, kidogim shenachazim b'mitzudar ra. So there's a Pasuk in Kehelas that a man doesn't know his time, just like fish, right? Don't know when a mitzudar ra, a bad trap, is going to catch them. My mitzudar ra, what's a bad trap? Amar Rishok ish chaka, it's a hook. What does it mean? It's a hook. So Rashi says the hook is, it's very weak, it's very small, and it can catch a huge fish, and it can catch him in an instant. The Teretz Chaim adds a knesh. Teretz Chaim adds that, you know, big nets, even the fish could see coming. So they have a little bit of an opportunity to, you know, be shuvyei mechad koydem misascha, proverbially speaking. But you know, if a hook is going to catch someone, he's not going to see it coming. It's literally going to just nail him in a second. That's the worst type of death, because even though maybe it's not so painful, it happened so quickly, but he didn't have any time to prepare for it. And that's this Misa, this Mitzudara, that Reish Lakish was referring to in this halacha. Why did we mention this, by the way? Because Reish Lakish said something about Temoises Rasha Ra, the bad death of the Rasha. So this is the Mitzudara, and this is also Reish Lakish talking. Either way, just to end today's daf with one ha'ara, and that is, so the opening halacha of the daf was the Mishnah Pei Aleph Amar Aleph Mishnah Eschai B'Shtei Misa Is Bezdin Nidayim B'Chamura. If somebody was Chai if two Misa Is Bezdin, he's Nidayim B'Chamura. The Gemara said Pshita. Rava clarified, it's talking about where a person did an Avera Kala, there was a Gemara Din that he now deserves this Oynesh HaKala, and then afterwards two Eidim walked into Bezdin and said he did in another Avera, and for this other Avera he deserves a Misa Chamura. So Kutayta Chamino, he's already a Gavra Ketela, and if he's a Gavra Ketela, he shouldn't get that other Misa Kamash Malon, that he is going to get that other Misa. The Beis Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkish, in Shailos HaTshuvas Beis Yitzchak, this is in Eir Chayim, it's in Simen Nun Gimel, it's Sif Kotten Yud Zayin. He asks a kushya atzuma v'nefla, very thought-provoking, v'ru'uyin advarim l'mishah. So the Beis Yitzchak asked the following question. He said, what's the case of the Mishnah, of Misha Neschai b'shtei Misa is Bezden Nidim Mechamura, which again, Rava explained, is talking about where there was already a Gemara Din that he's Chayiv the Misa Kala, and now Eidim walked into Bezdin, and we paskin that he's also Chayiv the Misa Chamura. Said Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkes, what's the case? Is the case talking about where when they issued the second Mardin for the Misa Chamura, all the Dayanim thought that he was Chayiv Misas Bezdin? Can't be. Why? Because we know that if all the Dayanim say Chayiv, counterintuitively, the halacha is the person is Zakeh. The case has to be where Roiv of the Dayanim said Chayiv, right? That has to be the case. The case has to be, we're roiva the dayanim said chai. Freik Reb Yitzchak Shmelkis, if that's the case, I have a kasha based on a toisvis at the very, very end of the previous daf, daf peyamid beis, which we spoke out at the end of the last year from 7.5 years ago. And that is, we had a machloikis in the Mishnah, daf ayin tes amid beis. What would happen if you had different people that are chayiv misas bezdin that were nis'ariv zeh bezeh? Kol chayiv misas she nis'arivu zeh bezeh, nidin bekal. So what's talach? And the Mishnah says you always get the misa kala. Haneskalim ben Israfin, Rab Shimon Oyedman, nidayna beskila. Why? Because Rab Shimon holds skila is the kala. Shnas reifa chamura. V'chachamim, I mean the chachamim hold nidayna besreifa, shnas skila chamura. So the Mishnah says that any time there's a taruvis between different chayvim misas bezdin, talach is you always need a mekala. Says Toisfis, Shala Rab Yitzchok ben Arab Rab Mordechai es Rabbeinu Tam. He said, I don't understand the Mishnah. It sounds like in the Mishnah that the halacha is that you're always nidin bekala. Frank Toisfis, why you always nidin bekala? What happened to Bittul Barayv? Meaning, why is it that Reb Shimon holds? This is the way he asked the kasha. Yodunu beskila shnas rifa chamura nezel baser ruba lahachmer bedinei nefashes. Why don't we say that if there's more niskalin than there are nisrafin? So the halacha should be you go baser than nisgalin. And if there's more nisrafim than there are nisgalin, the halacha should be you go baser than nisrafim. So what's this halacha that if there's a taruvos of nisgalin and nisrafim, you need a mekala, machlokes Rav Shimon, which is the kala, l'chayr, what we should say is bitul b'rayv. Every time you have a taruvos, right, a tipas cholov that falls into a kateres baser, there's something called bitul b'rayv. It doesn't matter if it's lach b'lach, it doesn't matter if it's yavish v'yavish, there's a concept of bitul b'rayv. So freak. The Rivam, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Arav Mordechai, Rabbeinu Tam, Shlita, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, I don't understand. Why on the Skolam and Israfin is Dalach and Nidim Bekalo? Why don't we say Bittul Barayv? So Tosfos says, Divrei Neviyah, says Tosfos, Vetiris, the lawyer lean on Basar, Ruba, Lechayev, Oysayshu, Zakai, Mikol, Vakol, Shleyar, Kla. The Halach is, said Rabbeinu Tam, that even though there's a concept of Roiv, but Roiv can never be Machriya, what Misas Bezdin a person should get. So it's true there's a Din Roiv, but if you want to use Roiv to determine what Misas Bezdin a person is supposed to get, that's already not something that you're allowed to do. So being that over here, this person's Vadei Chay Misas Bezdin, what's the Shailo Shalzeh Nudonin? Should he get Skilo? Should he get Sreifo? You want to say, based on the rules and regulations of Roiv, Bittul Barayv should say which Misa should be. That's not something Bittul Barayv has the capacity to do. And being that Roiv can't be Machriya, which Misa is best, and that's why in the Sugi of Anaskolam and Israfen, we're not talking about Roiv. Kala Tayr Kula Roiv, that's true, but there's like a carve out in the Sugi of Roiv. Roiv cannot determine what Misa is best in a person is going to get. So, Freit Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis, he said, if that's the case, I Pasha don't know how to read the Mishnah. He said, if that's the case, I don't know how to read the Mishnah. What's the case? You had a person that was Nigmar Dinoi for a Misa Kala. Now, all of a sudden, Aiden run into Bez. This person was Michal Shabbos, the Mazed, with Aiden and Asra. He deserves a Misa Chamura. He deserves skill. Right? Till now, he was Chayiv Chenek, let's say. Now, all of a sudden, we want to be Michal and skill. So Bezdin convenes, they get together, and they start clearing. If all the Dayanim would say he's Chayiv Skill, it would be Potter. Why? Because that's the din. If everyone says chayiv, you're going to be zakat. The case has to be, the only time a person can get misas bezin is if roiv of the dayanim said chayiv. Oh, you have a roiv. Achir rabim lahatois, that's easy. You're always going to go bas and roiv. Abazak, the beis yitzchak. In this case, what's the roiv doing? Is the roiv killing this person? No. He was Gavra Ketola anyways. He was Chayim Misas Bezdin because of the first Gemara Din. What's the Roiv going to do? The Roiv is going to alter his Chayim Misa. Instead of giving him Chenek for the Avera Kala, now he's going to get Skila for the Avera Chamur. Roiv doesn't have the ability to change a person's Misa. Roiv can't tell me which Misas Bezdin a person's supposed to get. So, Freit the Beis Yitzchak, Ageshmak Kasha, right? Again, Viruyin Advarim Lamisha Amram. He was a tremendous Charif Kiyodua. So he says, I don't understand. Tosis Rabbeinu Tam told us he saw it. That what? That even though Achir Rabbim Lahata is, but Roiv can't tell us what Misas Bezdin a person should get. If that's the case, where's in the game? Mishan is Chai, Bishnei Misas Bezdin, Idba Chamura. It's going to be based on Roiv Dayanim. Roiv Dayanim. Yeah, you'll tell me it's not Roiv. If all the Dayanim say it, then it's going to be Zaka. Elamai, it's Roiv. So Roiv is basically telling you to go from the Misa Kala to go to the Misa Chamura. That's not something that Roiv has a right to do. Either way, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis has a little bit of an Arichas and a little bit of Pilpul of this Shaila. Again, the Iker is the Shaila. It's a beautiful, beautiful Kashub. I just want to say one hug. And that is, we ended off yesterday's shiur Yeah, this is from 7.5 years ago. Nice segue, right? We try to make this shtim when possible. But at the end of the last year, we ended off with a bumbakash, and this is a kushyas ha'olam. And that is, we know that in Eishes Ish, that's mezana, gets chenek. A bas koyin, that's mezana, gets sreifa. It's makshim ha'olam. How could a bas koyin get sreifa? How do you know the bas koyin is a bas koyin? Oh, because her father's a koyin. How do you know her father's a koyin? It's based on Roy Bilas Achrabal, Sichul and Dafir Aleph Amar Aleph. If you're going to tell me, Rabbeinu Tam, that Roy can't alter a person's Misas Bezdin, so how could a Bas Koyin never get Sreifa? How does she go from Chenek to Sreifa? Based on a Roy? I thought Roy doesn't have the ability. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Grois Achidish, that Roy can't be Mishana a person's Misa. And if Roy can't be Mishana a person's Misa, every Bas Koyin is getting Sreifa instead of Chenek based on a Roiv Bilas Achrabal. This is the Kushis Oilam. So the Oinig Yontif, and we referenced the Oinig Yontif, we said we're going to get back to it. 7.5 years ago, we fulfilled our promise. But either way, so the Oinig Yontif, and this is in Eirechayim Simen Dalit. He says a Dovah Nifla. It's a big Yisoy. And anyway, we've mentioned this Oinig Yontif. It's a very famous Oinig Yontif, where the Oinig Yontif says, it was the Shaila. The Shaila was where somebody was preparing tzitzis, and there were different chutin that he had spun lishma. So in order for the tzitzis to be kosher, you have to do tivoy lishma. So they had been spun lishma, but he had a whole bunch of chutin that weren't done lishma. They all got mixed up. And the question is it good or is it not good? So at first glance, the Oinig Yontif said, you should go baser Rav. So if Rav of them were tavoy lishma, then everything is going to be good. And if Roiv were not tavoy lishma, it's not going to be good. Right? If in Machalos Asuris you could go Baser Roiv, and in Sugis of Agunos you go Baser Roiv, why should you be able to go Baser Roiv when it comes to tzitzis with the dinners that has to be tavoy lishma? But the Indigantiv said a very big yisoy that's quoted by the G'dayli Apoiskim. And that is, could be, the only time you say Bittel B'Roiv is where you have something that has a chisarin, and it gets mixed up with other things that don't have that chisarin. The Roiv things that don't have the chesaron have the ability to be mevatel the miut that does have a chesaron. Meaning, bittel b'roiv can remove chesroinus. But maybe, if you have something that's lacking a mailah, and it was nis'ariv and other things that have the mailah that one thing is lacking, bittel b'roiv does not have the ability to now be mashlim to the thing that's lacking the mailah that is lacking. Bittel b'roiv can remove chesroinos, but bittel b'roiv can't give mailos. So said the Oinig Yontif, it could be that if you have tzitzis that are not tavoy lishma, and now then it's arev with other tzitzis that are tavoy lishma, you can't say that the whole taruvus is going to be okay, because lishma is a mailo. And Bittel B'Roiv can't shtel tzu mailos. Bittel B'Roiv can remove chesroinus, but Bittel B'Roiv can't shtel tzu mailos. This is a widely applicable yesoy, but this is the yesoy of the Oinig Yontif in Eirechayim Simen Dalet. So when the Oinig Yontif is being mefalful in this big chiddush, that Bittel B'Roiv can remove problems, but it can't give you mailos. So one of his marim mekoymus is, he says, I think this is pshat in the Dvarim Stumim of Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Pei, Chulin Yud Aleph, quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that even though in Kol HaTorah Kula, Achir Rav Mahatos, but when it comes to determining what Mises Bezdin a person should get, and the Skol and Benisrof in the Mishnah 9 Tesam Abbas, they already, there's no Bittel B'Roiv. And Frey, everybody, it makes no sense. What's Pashup Shad? It's mamish lacking svara. Right? What Lamashal, there's a din of in Hochab Maman Acharoiv. Okay, we know that's about Cheskes Maman. So whenever you don't go Basaroiv, there's a svara behind it. Asiri Koidish, Roiv doesn't work. Yeah, but that's because you need Vaday, and Roiv can't give me Vaday. What in the world is the svara that you can use Roiv to give somebody Mises Bezdin, for example, but you can't use a Roiv to determine which Mises Bezdin the person's supposed to get? Said Daini Gantam, I'm going to tell you what I think the Yisoid is. The Yisoid is, in order to give somebody Mises Bezdin, then there has to be a Gmar Din that is chay of this Mises Bezdin. Meaning, you can't give someone skila unless it was Nigmar Din el skila. You can't give somebody Sreifa unless it was Nigmar Din el Sreifa. Right? You can't give someone a Mises Bezdin unless it was Nigmar Din for that thing. If you have Niskolim bin Nisrofim, that when it's Arif, so you have Roiv Nisrofim and a Miyat of Niskolim, you're going to say, I want to give this person Sreifa simply based on Pitab Roiv, because if everyone is chay of Sreifa, so I'll Bittul Berov can't give you Sreifa. You know why? Because Bittul Berov can remove things, but it can't shtel tzu things. And in order for this person to be chayiv Sreifa midin Bittul Berov, he would need that Bittul Berov should give him a gemar din of Sreifa. And Bittul Berov doesn't have the ability to do that. Since says the Oinig Yontif, this yesoid of Rabbeinu Tam is not just Sisrei Torah, Dibrei Nevius, that even though Kol HaTorah Kula Achi Rabbim Lahantis, but to determine which Mises Bez that a person is supposed to get, here all of a sudden it's going to be different. The basis for it is that Bittul Berov has the ability to remove things. It doesn't have the ability to shtel tzu. And to get Mises Bezdin, you would need a gemar din of that Misa that we're going to give you. And if all you have is a Bittul Berov, you can't have that. No, need a Mekala. That's a different Indian. Because we assume that Bechla Masayim Mana, that for sure you had. But as it relates to being upgraded based on a Bittul Berov, we can't upgrade you based on a Bittul Berov because you never had the Gemar Din of that Roif. I let the Bittul Shtel Tzu, I don't know if Bittul Berov could take something that's not kosher and make it kosher, so it can't do that. The Teretz says not kosher is like a Chisarin, so it's removing the Chisarin if not kosher. But over here, you need a Chalois Gemar Din, and Bittul Berov can't create a Chalois Gemar Din. Zokta Oinig Yontif, Lefizeh, you could be Miyashiv, the Velt Kasha, the Velt Fake the Kasha, every Vaskoin gets Reifa. It's based on Roy Bilas Achra Baal. I thought when it comes to determining which Mises Bezdin, there's no Roy Zokta Inigantiv. That's never what Rabbeinu Tam meant. Rabbeinu Tam didn't mean you can't use Roy to determine what Mises Bezdin. Why should that be the case? What, it's a Chayk? This is a Par Aduma? Why should it be that way? All Rabbeinu Tam was saying is that you can use a Bittul Berov to shtel tzu a Gmar Din because Bittul Berov can remove problems. It can't shtel tzu Chaloysen. But when it comes to the Bas Koyen, that's already a Shaila Roy Bilas Achra Baal. So you don't need Roy to shtel tzu. That's Roy Bilas Achra Baal. That's a regular Roy that Chazal used. And being that's a regular Roy that Chazal used has nothing to do with this halacha of Rabbeinu Tam. I think it's poshut that if that's the Oinig Yontif's teretz to the Velt's kasha, then this would be a teretz to the Beis Yitzchok's kasha as well. What was the Beis Yitzchok's kasha? How is it possible Mishan is Chai B'Shtei Mises Bezdin Nidah B'Chamura? Rav Zakimta was where there was already a Gemar Din and now all of a sudden he did another Aveira. This second Aveira is going to be determined based on a Roiv. So you're going to use the Achrei Rabbi Mahatois to change his Misa from the Kala to the Chamura. Rabbeinu Tam said you can't do that. What Rabbeinu Tam said was, if there's a Taruvois of Niskolim and Nisrofin, you can't use Bittul Berov because I can't get the Gemar Din that's needed in the miut from the Roiv in order to be able to give this person Mises Bezdin. Rabbeinu Tam never said you can't use Roiv. The Raya Gedoyla to that, like the Oinig Yontif said, is from the Bas Koyin who gets Sreifa, even though it's based on a Roiv, Roiv Bilas Achra Baal, and I think it's Poshit, that this would be a Yishuv also to the Beis Yitzchok's Kasha. Again, the Iker is the Beis Yitzchok's Kasha. It's one of these fire Kashas. Very, very, very thought-provoking. And we're going to stop here.